John chapter 10, if you go ahead and stand for the reading of God's word, our portion is a smaller one this morning, so I'm going to read it in totality. Believe it or not, church, I really hurry on Sunday morning. It reminds me of that boy on his way to college, and he was speeding, and he went through that underpass there, and there's a state patrol there waiting, pulled him over. And when he rolled down his window, the young man said to the state patrol said to the young man, "I've been waiting on you all morning." And the young man said, "I got here as quick as I could." So I'm getting there as quick as I can, all right? "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber." First word, thief, we get a word, kleptomaniac. From the second word, robber, actually in Scripture is an insurrectionist, a rebel. Barabbas was a robber. It didn't mean he just stole things. He was a terrorist of type. Verse 2, "But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth." You can think gatekeeper here. "And the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them." I will get going here, but I want to tell you something here just because it may not matter, but it will. You may hear someone say correctly that there are no parables in John. Those stories Jesus tells, the kingdom of heaven is like this, and he tells this story, and they are correct because this word translated parable here is a completely different word than when Jesus gave a parable. This just means a figure of speech here. "This figure of speech spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. I am the door, Jesus said. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Would you read this last verse with me? "The thief cometh not, but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly." There is so much in these verses, I didn't even know how to just put one handle on it. So I just want to call this morning, Real Sheep, the Door, and More. Real Sheep, the Door, and More. You can be seated. Dr. Sherry Apple, that's really her name, working in a hospital in Atlanta, Georgia, had been working for 2 days straight with just a couple of hours sleep. She got off and she was scheduled to be in a convention up in Kentucky, so she got in her sports car and started down the highway during the night, probably I-75. And a trucker behind her noticed she was weaving, and all of a sudden she was falling asleep. She began to head off the edge of the road, and so he accelerated his semi, and he came up right behind her, and he blared his horn, and he noticed she had a CB antenna, and so he began yelling over the CB, lady, wake up, hollering at her. And finally, she woke up, and she said, "If you hadn't said anything, I would have been dead by now." And he said, "Well, where are you headed?" And she said, "Kentucky." And he said, "Well, I'm headed to Kentucky, too." And he said, "Listen, stay on your CB. I'm going to keep you awake." And he followed her and told her stories and jokes and talked to her. Several years later, Dr. Apple was in the hospital there, and they brought in a man who had been involved in an accident of two semis. He was all broken up. His legs were broken. His arms were broken. His ribs were broken. But worst, his skull was split open. Dr. Apple walked in and put her hands on either side of his head, trying to calm him and begin to speak to him. And all of a sudden he spoke and he whispered, he said, "Ma'am, what's your name?" And she said, "Dr. Sherry Apple." And he said, "No, I mean your CB handle." She said, "How do you know I got a CB?" He said, "Because I recognize your voice." Her CB handle was Dr. Fruit Loops. The kids had given that to her. And she said, "Dr. Fruit Loops." And he said, "I'm Woody," his handle. He was the one, the truck driver, that had saved her that night and kept her awake. The point is, amen, in this case, the Savior recognized the voice of the saved. Could I tell you this morning, the Savior always recognizes the voice of the saved. That's not the question. The question is, does the saved recognize the voice of the Savior? Do you recognize the voice of the Savior? I'm preaching this morning that there are many voices in our world. You know this. You hear them constantly. Many voices in our society. There's voices of temptation. There's voices of false philosophy. There's voice of false preachers and false teachers and false prophets. There's the voice of the flesh. There's the voice of the world. But I want to tell you, in the midst of all those voices, there is the voice of the Savior. And if you know the voice of the Savior, amen, you're going to be okay. You're going to be saved. You're going to be led into that ultimate fold of heaven if you will hear and listen to the voice of the Savior Shepherd. But if you do not hear His voice and listen to His voice, you are in trouble. You're not going to make it. In the whole message that we have to present this morning, the thing that I keep hearing from all that Jesus said is the true sheep will hear the voice of the true shepherd. There are false shepherds. There are false sheep. There's a true shepherd and there's true sheep. Even false sheep don't hear the voice of the true shepherd. True sheep don't hear the voice of false shepherds. But true sheep hear the voice of the true shepherd. Hallelujah. First of all, in our story, I want you to know this morning, as a sheep, there are thieves and robbers after you. Amen. Verse 1, "Verily, verily, I say unto you." No, I haven't mentioned it yet, though Jesus has said it several times, and I'm just going to mention it in passing. But Jesus loved to enunciate things. My beginning with these two words, "verily, verily." Translated, they might be translated, "amen," or "amen." Or they could be translated, "truly, truly, of a truth, of a truth." Even I like preaching like that, don't you? Truly, truly. We got a lot of preaching today that's maybe, maybe. We don't need any maybe, maybes. We need some truly, truly, some verily, verilies. In other words, Jesus begins that way because this stuff is important. But what did He say? "I say unto you that he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth some other way, is a thief and a robber." Now listen, the first thing I want you to notice here, we're going to get to the door here that it mentions. That's the important thing of our message. But I want to ask the question, door to what? Door to the sheepfold. Amen. What is the sheepfold? I know you know this, but I just want to go over it to tell you, put some more stuff in there to make it more meaningful. But the sheepfold was the pen. It was the corral where sheep were kept. Now, much of Israel, you can't plow it. You can't grow crops. It's too barren for that. But you can have sheep. Most people there in Bible times, they didn't have a lot of sheep. They just barely existed or subsisted on their sheep. And so every man did not have his own sheepfold. That had been a lot of redundancy. But what happened is a village would get together and they would build a community sheepfold, a community sheep pen. And they would build it with walls 10 to 12 feet high. And so the shepherds would go out with the sheep every morning. But when they came back in the evening to the village, every man's sheep went into the community sheepfold. And then the sheep, tired, worn out from their day in the pasture, they would pick, and this is important, the Bible says porter, later the Bible will say hireling. They would pick an under-shepherd, just a hired hand, to spend the night at the gate of the sheepfold, to watch over the sheep, and to make sure no thieves or robbers or animals would get into that fold. 10 to 12 foot high, that's too high to lift a sheep over. That's pretty high to climb. So there was basically but one way into that sheep pen. And that was through that door, watched by that under shepherd for thieves and robbers. You know, here's the thing this morning. The word will mean so much more if we'll take it in context. And I'll bring all this together in just a moment. But the most important thing we get right now is, who did Jesus mean by the you? He starts out and says, I say unto to you. He's not talking to the disciples. Chapter divisions we added later. You've got to simply go back to chapter 9 to see who Jesus was talking to. And Brother Brock, Jesus was talking to those Pharisees, those self-righteous religious leaders who had kicked that man born blind but healed out of the temple, out of the synagogue. Jesus was talking to them. He said, I say unto you, you know what he was saying unto them, religious leaders? You're a thief and you are a robber. That's who the youth is. You know, this time that Jesus spoke this, people knew exactly what Jesus meant about true shepherds and false shepherds. You see, you can read it in the Old Testament. God declared to his people of Israel, he said, I, God, am your shepherd. I am the shepherd of Israel. So they know what he's talking about. But the people also know that God said, I have chosen some under shepherds, some priests, some Levites. I've chosen some prophets, amen, to set over you, my people, as under shepherds. I don't have the time. It would be instructive to read Ezekiel 34, because God began to talk to that class of under shepherds, and he said, I appointed you to keep my people Israel. But number one, you never fed them. Number two, you never bound up their wounds. Number three, you didn't take care of the sick. Number four, you did not keep them from evil. Amen. You took advantage of them. Number five, when one of them got lost, you did not seek them. Oh, it gets better. Though I'm talking about the people knew what Jesus was talking about, because when God got through reprimanding those false shepherds, those under shepherds, he said, but I want you to know, I'm going to send my people another shepherd, my shepherd David, not David himself, but David's descendant, David's son. In other words, God said, you've misused my flock, but I'm going to send another shepherd. He'll be a true shepherd, and when he comes to shepherd you, God said, I'll pour out upon you showers of blessing. Hallelujah. They knew what Jesus meant about true shepherds and false shepherds. Amen. Amen. So in context, these thieves and robbers were these hypocritical Jewish leaders who ill-treated sheep, and we have a particular example of this, because they had just ill-treated the man born blind. Get this, the false shepherds kicked him out of the temple, but the true shepherd took him in. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Amen. The false shepherds ridiculed him, had no time for him, but Jesus, the true shepherd, went looking for him. They know what he's talking about. Amen. To those religious leaders, that was just one man who had been born blind. But I want you to know, Jesus never had that attitude. It was not just one man at the pool of Bethesda. The true shepherd went looking for him. I said it wasn't just one woman of ill repute at that well of Samaria. Not to Jesus. The true shepherd went looking for her. It It was not just one man born blind, cast out of the temple. The true shepherd went looking for him. You ought to shout, because you weren't just one lost sheep. You were the sheep that the true shepherd went looking for. Oh, hallelujah. False shepherds and true shepherds. But let's go back to the sheepfold. I've got to ask the question, what is, in our understanding, what is the sheepfold? Amen. First of all, I want to tell you, the sheepfold is not the church at this point. Why? Because we read that Jesus leads the sheep out of the sheepfold. This sheepfold. Amen. Jesus never leads anyone out of the church. If somebody's being led out of the church, it's not Jesus leading them. It's the enemy. It's the false shepherd. Number two, some folks say the sheepfold is heaven. Not right here. Not in this instance. Because I want to tell you something if you don't know it. No thief or robber will ever be able to break into that sheepfold. Amen. So what is the sheepfold? Amen. I'm telling you, in this instance, the sheepfold is the nation Israel, Judaism, the people of God. You see, in Israel, not every Jew was a true Jew. Not every one of the people of God was a true people of God. I mean, there were some who were trying to serve God, some whose hearts were right, some who wanted the reality of what God had for them. But many of them, religion was but a ritual. It was but a routine. Others of them, they just assumed because they had Jewish blood, they were Jews in fact. And so you have this sheepfold of Judaism. Even what I'm trying to tell you, not everything in that fold was a true sheep. Hear me this morning. If you haven't recognized it yet, not everything under a sheepskin is a sheep. I said, not everything under a sheepskin is a sheep. Even not every sheep in that fold was a true sheep. And so the Pharisees and the religious leaders came to the people of God to take advantage of them, to steal from them, to abuse them. How many knows nothing has changed? Listen to me, I'm not just preaching old time Bible. I'm preaching 2018. We have a church world, particularly in America, that are filled with those who call themselves shepherds, but they are thieves and they are robbers. Amen. They're not here to do you good. They're here to destroy you, to abuse you, to exploit you, to take advantage of you. I know they appear religious. They appear spiritual. They have charismatic gifts. Yes, they know the right words to say to compliment, but they are thieves and robbers. If not everything under a sheepskin is a sheep, not everyone carrying a shepherd's staff is a true shepherd. It's not true. I tell you what, when I begin to hear people begin to say there are other ways other than Jesus to be saved, I know that there's been a thief and a robber around. Whenever I hear somebody say, well, it's not that necessary to all out serve God with all of your heart and mind and soul. I mean, you don't need to get so fanatic. I know that there's been a thief and a robber around. When I hear things like, and they're doing it, amen, you need to start church with just some worldly song to appeal to the world and get them to come in. When I hear talking like that, there's been some thieves and some robbers around. Come on, have somebody say amen. Amen. When I hear somebody say, well, what we need is more life lessons. We need more that will boost our self-esteem and motivate us to be successful in life. I'm telling you what I'm hearing. I'm hearing there's a thief and a robber around. But if I hear somebody say, the way is narrow that leads to life and it's broad that leads to destruction and Jesus Christ is the only, I hear the voice of a true shepherd. Can you say amen? Well, glory to God. Even while in the fold, there will be the attempts of thieves and robbers to get to you. I'm talking to you. There'll be the attempt of thieves and robbers to pull you out, to destroy you. It'll be constant and continually. They want to take advantage of you, exploit you, and take the most important thing ultimately, eternal life. And no, not explicit in this text. I believe the false thief and shepherd
always comes with the promise of freedom. This fold is too restrictive. That shepherd is too restrictive. Come outside the fold and you'll know freedom. I'll tell you what you'll find outside the fold. You'll find the lion and the bear and the lostness and the ravine. Amen. Listen to the voice of the true shepherd. We must move on. If a real sheep, you'll recognize the voice of the real shepherd. Because not only does Jesus call the Pharisees and thieves, call them thieves and robbers, he claims, Jesus does, he's the true shepherd. Look at verse 2, but he that entereth in by the door, he's the one, he's the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. Now listen, we in the West have a problem with this, because if we've had any familiarity with sheep, what we've seen in the West is sheep out in front and the shepherd with his sheepdogs behind driving the sheep. That's not the way it was in the Bible times. In the Bible times, the flocks weren't all that big, and the shepherds had such a familiarity with their sheep that even named their sheep. You guys name your pets too. How many's had a goldfish you named? Some of you's embarrassed to admit it. They named their sheep. And so when they got ready to take their sheep somewhere, they didn't need dogs to drive them, and they didn't go behind the sheep. They were out in front of the sheep. And they would call the names of their sheep, and their sheep would follow. Now, even though it's the West, I had the privilege of seeing this back in the 60s. I don't know how they do it now. But on the Navajo Reservation, I can still in my mind's eye look out, see the Hogan in the distance with the corral, and see the Navajo Indian, Native American, either going from the corral to the crowd. He was out in front of his sheep. And Uncle Dale, all those years ago, pointed this out. That's the way it was in Bible times. They led their sheep. How could they lead their sheep? Because their sheep knew the voice of the true shepherd. That is an inherent part of understanding our text in front of us. Amen. Amen. Jesus had come to the nation of Israel, the fold of Judaism. He came to the door because he's not a thief. You know, that's so important. I got to go on. But he came to the door. He's not a thief. We've already encountered in John where Jesus said, in secret have I done nothing. If you don't want to know what I have said, ask them which heard me. They know what I have said. Jesus never did anything in secret because he's the true shepherd. He's not a thief. He comes to the door. Amen. Some in the fold are true Israelites, people of God. Some aren't. But Jesus began to call to the sheep within the fold who were the true people of God. And he called them by name. Oh, have you ever ceased to wonder how he could walk down the street of Jericho and nobody ever tell him? But he knew that that one up in the tree was named Zacchaeus. And he called him by name. Andrew said, I got someone for you to meet, Lord, my brother. And Jesus said, don't tell me his name. You are Simon, but you shall be called Cephas. Amen. You shall be called the stone. I'm telling you, he knew the sheep by. You say, wait a minute. Zacchaeus was a dirty old tax collector. He extorted them. Yes, but Jesus knows the names, not of those who have already responded. He even knows the names of them that will respond when he called. I said he knows the names of those who will respond. He knew them by name. The first thing Jesus does as shepherd is to lead the sheep out. Christianity today is much like Judaism then. Not everyone who calls himself a Christian is a true Christian. Calls himself a believer is a true believer. Just because your parents and grandparents are in the church doesn't mean you're a true sheep. Just because it's a tradition of your family, just because community, your particular community demands you go to church so you'll have a good reputation in the business world, doesn't mean you're a true sheep. Just because you go to church because you feel better when you go to church doesn't mean you're a true sheep. I want to tell you, the first thing Jesus does when he comes to the fold is he calls his true sheep out of that fold of religion without reality. Oh, somebody say amen. And if you are a true sheep, when he comes calling, you will answer and you'll come out of the world, out of mere religion, out of mere tradition, and you'll come into the reality of serving and following the true shepherd. I want you to notice also in our text, it says he calleth his own sheep. That's why they're a thief if they come to take it. We're his sheep. Hallelujah. I said we're his sheep. We belong to him. Watch it before you hurt one of God's people. That's his sheep. Watch it before you talk about Brother Cruz. That's his sheep. Watch it, amen, before you come against, amen, one of God's people, hold a grudge against him. That's one of his sheep. Verse 4, he calls them, he putteth forth his own sheep. He goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. He walks up to that fold. It's got the sheep of many people in that village. But that shepherd begins to call the names of his sheep. The other sheep don't listen to him, but his sheep hear his voice, and he leads them out of that fold. Can you say amen? They follow him because they know his voice. I already told you, he's calling their name and he's going before them. Could I tell you this morning, I know some of you are facing some real things, but if you're a true sheep following the true shepherd, amen, whatever you're facing, he faces it first. Whatever you come up against, he faces it first. Whatever you go through, he goes, oh, hallelujah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with me. Hallelujah. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. He faces it first. Verse 5, and a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him. If you're not following him, you're not hearing his voice. But a true sheep, a stranger can come calling, but they won't follow that shepherd. They'll flee from him because they don't know the voice of strangers. I'm telling you, I'm pretty sure you're like me. But if you're at home, you're used to the noise, you know, of people talking. You can sit in the other room undisturbed because even subconsciously, you're recognizing all the voices. Those are family voices. But the moment you hear a strange voice, you become alert and you run in there to see who's coming to the house. It ought to be that way with the people of God. So attuned to the voice of the true shepherd that when a false shepherd starts speaking, immediately there's an alertness. I want to tell you, the only way to really recognize the voice of false shepherds is to be really familiar with the voice of the true shepherd. Amen. I've told it before, but when Ashton and Micah were about 4 and 5, they hadn't been around a TV or televangelist. And we were somewhere, and it was turned to the television or the religious station. And there was some kook on there. You say, how can you call him a kook? Well, whether it's the same time or not, it was the guy that God was talking to him right there on TV. Yes, God, yes, God. And his wife kept bumping his elbow. Finally, the man said, could you hold on a second, God? My wife wants to say something. That's a kook. I put a lot of premium on my wife, but if God's talking to me, I'm not going to put God on hold. Hold on, God. My wife's talking to me. Oh, man, I got astray on that. What was I saying? Oh. And they hadn't seen anything like that before. And I remember them looking at each other, looking at that. And one of them turned around and said, Daddy, that's not real, is it? 4 or 5 years old. How'd they do that? Because they knew the voice of the true shepherd. Why do people listen to the voice of thieves and robbers? They don't know. I mean, two preachers can preach, one a false and one a true, but the sheep can tell. Well, I can't tell. I think that stuff's just as good. You just said something about your nature, right? Because the true sheep knows the true shepherd immediately. I remember one of my children, I would talk to him about things in life, lecture them. You know how we parents like to do? And I'd go over and over and over. Dad, we've heard this 100 times. Why are you telling it again? And I would say something like this. Because when you get out of there away from Dad and the temptation hits, all of a sudden, I want you to start hearing my voice saying these things. It's true. I want you to know the true shepherd has spoken some things to our lives. And it ought to be that way if you're a true sheep. You start getting out of kelter, off path. You ought to begin to hear his voice. That's the wrong way. Don't do that thing. Amen. The only way the enemy can ever get to you is if you start listening to his voice rather than the true shepherd's. We must go on as a real sheep. You'll find security and nourishment. Verse 6, this parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were. He spake unto them. They didn't get it all applied right then. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. This is not semantics, but we have moved from verse 1, the door of the sheepfold, to the door of the sheep. Now he's talking about his importance to the sheep and not just what he does at the sheepfold. This is important. But before I get into that, I want to show you this. This is another one, and I've preached it many times. I'm not going to this morning. The significance when Jesus says, I am. And this time, Brother Keith, he follows I am with the door. I am the bread. I am the water of life. I am the door. Oh, that's important. Aren't you glad he's the door? There's only one door, and he's it. I said there's only one door, and he's it. I know we in the Western world, especially if you've had literature, you've been taught not to appreciate mixed metaphors. But could I tell you right here and in John, amen, Jesus is the shepherd, but Jesus is also the door of the sheep. And Jesus is even also the sheep, the Lamb of God that dies. He's all of this and more. But here we see him. We've just seen him as the shepherd. Here we see him as the door. He's the door. I want to tell you this, and if we can get our hearts around it, it'll mean so much. The first thing a door does is it decides. Why do you have that door on the front of your house? Because that door decides who gets in and who doesn't. And if you got little ones, it decides who gets out and who doesn't. Amen. We're going to see here in a moment. But we've looked at the door as just deciding who gets in. But did you know the door also decides who gets out? Oh, somebody shout glory. Hallelujah. You say, how can he be both shepherd and door? Let's go back to that corral, that pen at that time. I told you they picked an under-shepherd, amen, to watch the sheep through the night. And here is the thing, that under-shepherd, there could have been or not been a door on that gate. It made no difference because the job of that under-shepherd was to watch. And if he lay down, amen, he lay down across the door. I said he lay down across the door. If a thief or a robber comes to get a sheep, they can't climb up the sides. They got to step over or step on his body. I tell you, that's how the shepherd can be the door. He's the shepherd that came calling. But once we're in the fold, say, he lies across the door to protect us from the thief and the robber. Could I tell you, once again, if something gets to you, it's got to get through his body. In fact, it did on Calvary. It tried to get to us, and it encountered his body on Calvary. I said, hallelujah. If something gets to us, it's got to go through Jesus. I said, the shepherd's the door. The shepherd's the door. Oh, hallelujah. If we think of Jesus as a door letting in, but a door serves to let out. This is so important. You see, the shepherd, he leads us out. and he from that fold of false religion. But the door is also that which we have come out. He's the shepherd that calls to us to come out, but he is the door that brings us out. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody get a grip on this. I know we just passed 12, but get a grip on this. Not only Jesus called to you to come out of the world, you could have never come even if you'd heard his voice, but he was the door by which you came out. How many can say Jesus made a way for me to come out? He is the door. He brought me out. Oh, this is so important. The door of the sheepfold lets out, but the door of the sheep lets in. Hallelujah. You've got to understand these verses. Amen. Before we move on, Jesus is the door. Amen. He let in those the Pharisees kept out, and he kept out those the Pharisees let in. They said to that man born blind, you're out. Jesus is the door. He said, you're in. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad Jesus lets in, the world keeps out? But I'm telling you something else. He keeps out those the world lets in. He is the door. He decides who comes in and who goes out. Those Pharisees and religious leaders thought they had cut that man off, but they only allowed him to come to the place of true safety and rest and blessing because Jesus invited him in. I'm here to preach that only the true sheep will follow Jesus out of the fold and into the new fold. And Jesus is the door in between. Verse 8, here it is. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear him. We've covered that. True sheep hear other voices, but they don't really listen to them. They don't follow them. False sheep, they may hear the voice of Christ. Amen, but they don't really listen. They don't really follow that. Amen, one shepherd's sheep could hear all the sounds that another shepherd is making, but he had never follow that shepherd. Amen. Here's where it gets really good. I said, here's where it gets really good. Verse 9, where are they following him to? They're following him into the corral, and they're following him out of the corral. They're following him into the fold, and they're following him out of the fold. Amen. Look at verse 8. All that ever came before, verse 9. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and go in and out and find pasture. Please give me a second. This is so important. I told you a minute ago there's a difference between being the door of the sheepfold and the door of the sheep. As the door of the sheepfold is false religion with only a few righteous mixed in. And Jesus is the door that brings them out of the sheepfold. But he's also the door of the sheep. He brings them in and he takes them out. Amen. What in the world does that mean? If they follow his voice, they go in and they come out. Amen. Some people have got the wise idea. He's talking about the church. Amen. You know, sometimes we're in and sometimes we're out. You'll go out. But I want to tell you something. Jesus would never lead you out of the church of the living God. He'd never lead you into lukewarmness. He'll never lead you into, it's got to mean something else. And it's this simple. Why does a shepherd bring his sheep in? It's for the night. It's for safety. It's for security. When it says he leads us in, it says that we're secure. We are safe from all harm. We're under his keeping, his care. He's watching. He's guarding. He's led us into a place of security. But what does it mean to lead out? It means nourishment. He'll feed your soul. This world will drain everything out of you. Jesus will nourish you. Your trial will take everything out of you. Jesus will. Oh, hallelujah. I said he leads into security and he leads out. I said he leads out to nourishment. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his. He leadeth me beside still waters. I'm telling you, thank God he's led you into security. But if you'll let him, he'll lead you to a green pasture this morning. He'll feed your soul. Hallelujah. Let's go on to a close here. I just skipped a whole lot. Just say amen. Last of all this morning, as a real sheep, hear this, so important. So important. As a real sheep, you will not follow the ultimate false shepherd. As certainly as there's a Christ, there is an antichrist. And as certainly as there's a shepherd, there is the anti-shepherd. See, I wanted you to notice here in verse 10, you read it with me this morning, the thief cometh not, but to steal, to kill, and destroy. I'm come that they might have life and might have it more abundantly. Before I explain this, I want to tell you, if there's any verse in the Bible that I've seen is true in life, it's this verse. People follow the thieves, the robbers, the false shepherds. Never, not once, does it ever turn out good for them. Because whatever he promises, whatever pastures the false shepherd promises, he has one intent and purpose and mission, is to kill you and me as a sheep, to destroy us and take the thing of ultimate importance, eternal life. So this verse is true. On the other hand, I've seen people in a horrible mess of destruction who have heard the voice of Jesus, the true shepherd, and when they came to him, they didn't just begin to live. They began to live an abundant life. So this verse is true. But listen, immediately in our text, who is the thief that steals, kills, and destroys? It was the Pharisees, the false religious leaders. But who is behind them? Satan. Satan is the thief who has come to steal, kill, and destroy. How many has seen him at work? But we know from the entirety of the gospel, at one point, Satan is going to prepare, motivate, and empower an imposter to the true shepherd, the Antichrist, to step upon the scene and the stage of this world. And he'll be touted, maybe not in these particular words, but in the meaning, he'll be touted as the shepherd of nations, the shepherd of people, the one that has all the answers, that knows where all the pastures are at. And who's going to follow them? Him. The sheep who do not know the voice of the true shepherd. I don't care if tomorrow he comes and he's got an answer for the Middle East crisis, cause your gas to go down to 50 cents a gasoline down to 50 cents a gallon, causes Republicans and Democrats and Congress to get along and come to agreement, and works a few miracles on the side. True sheep will know that is not the true shepherd. And he has one purpose. Could you come, music? To kill, destroy. Millions of professed Christians will follow his voice, but not true sheep. True sheep know the voice of the true shepherd. He may need to lead you in this morning to a place of security. He may need to lead you out to a pasture that will nourish your soul. But not only is he the true shepherd, he is the door. He'll let you in where you need to be let in, and he'll let you out where you need to be let out. You might remember September 11, 2001, well, the airplane smashed into the Pentagon. Lots of people lost their lives there. I don't know how many. One police officer, military police, was on duty. His name's kind of hard to say. Ho-O-E-E. No, it's actually Ho-O-E-E. It's, I believe he's Hawaiian. I don't know for sure. He had already got out of the building. Had nothing but just a uniform, short sleeves, no protection. Double doors in front of him had blown off. The offices were falling down and smoke was coming out. All the lights were out. And he started running towards the open gap in the wall. And other officers and people there begged him, yelled at him, stop, don't do it. He said, there's still people in there. He got in there. You couldn't see. The smoke was so thick. No lights. He began to choke. But he heard voices in the distance. There were six people caught in there. They were trying to get out because it was so dark, and they were crawling on the floor because of the smoke. And so they were going in circles. But he called to them and said, "Can you hear me?" They said, "Yes." He said, "Well, if you can hear me, follow my voice." And over, that's all he said. If you can hear me, follow my voice. If you can hear me, follow my voice. And he led six people out of that area to safety when they could not see, when they could not get out of the destruction. If you can hear me, follow my voice. I believe that's what the shepherd's saying this morning. If you can hear me, follow my voice. Hallelujah. Would you stand? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, let's praise him. Oh, hallelujah. Aren't you glad we have a shepherd? Let's thank him for the true shepherd. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Some of you wants to lead in to security, some out to a green pasture. I'm talking about in your experience, your walk. Amen. But he's the good shepherd to do it, and he's the door to make it happen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. I'm going to give a call for everyone, but there are those this morning, maybe you've never been a true sheep. But he knows those. He knows those who can respond. He called Zacchaeus. While Zacchaeus still pretty much looked like a big old goat. But he knew what Zacchaeus could be. And he called that sheep by name. And so you may not, quote unquote, qualify as a true sheep right now. But he'll still call your name because he knows he can make you a sheep. Whatever the need, maybe you've quit listening to the voice of the true shepherd. And you're being confused and bombarded by all these other voices. You just want to come and pray and say, "Lord, I want to hear your voice and your voice alone." Whatever it is, I want you to begin to respond to the voice of the true shepherd. Would you do that? If you're glad you got a true shepherd, would you begin to respond to his voice all over the building? Say, "Lord, I'm going to follow. I'm going to follow, Lord. I'm going to follow. You either have called my name or you are calling my name. And I'm going to follow.
I'm going to follow.
Listen.
You.
Listen.
Tell me what you are going to do. Your time has come.
Listen.
For a life brand new.
Listen.
He is calling you.
Jesus, you are the true shepherd. These are your sheep. It is you that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are your people and the sheep of your pasture.
He is calling you.
The sheep.
Tell me what are you going to do?
Listen to him.
Hallelujah. Your time has come for a life brand new. He is calling you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
He's calling you. He's calling you. Tell me, what are you going to do? Your time has come for a life brand new. He is calling you. broken body, bring your broken heart. Come all weak and weary, come just as you are.